Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Golder, and today Maseches Chulin Daf Tes Vav, the first parak HaKol Shoichetin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, Rav Ashi finally explains that our Mishnah, which indicates that meat shechted on Shabbos is only permitted after Shabbos, reflects Rabbi Yehuda's view regarding Mevashel b'Shabbos, one who cooks on Shabbos. A Mishnah records three opinions. Rabbi Meir says, if he cooked b'shogeg, he may eat the food, but if he cooked b'mezid, no one may eat it until enough time passes for it to have been cooked after Shabbos to prevent benefiting from the transgression. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he cooked b'shogeg, he or anyone may eat it after Shabbos, but if he cooked b'mezid, then lo yochel olamis, he may never eat it, though others may eat it after Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, if he cooked b'shogeg, he may never eat it, but others may eat it after Shabbos, but if he cooked b'mezid, the food may never be eaten by anyone. The Gemara proceeds to explain why our Mishnah cannot reflect the opinion of Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Point number two, Rav says, Hashechet l'chol b'Shabbos, if one shechs for a critically ill person on Shabbos, asur labari, the meat is forbidden to a healthy person that day because it's muksa, since the chol only became ill on Shabbos. If one cooks food for a chol on Shabbos, it's permitted for a bar because the food was real kos, fit for chewing while raw, and is not muksa, as opposed to an animal before shechita. Rapapa notes exceptions to both statements. If the person was ill meba'od yom, from before Shabbos, making it likely that shechita would be necessary on Shabbos, the meat is not muksa. Cooked food would be prohibited for a bari if a gourd was cut from a tree and cooked, because the gourd is muksa. Rav Dima Rav Nardah said the halacha is that if one shechs for a chola who was ill before Shabbos, the meat is permitted to a healthy person be'umsa, for chewing raw. He explains, kaven the efshar l'kazayis basabu l'shechita, since even a kazayis of meat is impossible to eat without shechting the animal, the entire animal is definitively shechted for the chola's benefit. In contrast, if one cooks for a chola, the food is forbidden to a bar because of a gezer shema yarbe b'shvilo, lest he cook more than necessary for the bari's benefit, which is forbidden. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Hashochet b'magal yad b'tzur b'kana. If one shechs with the blade of a handsickle, a sharp rock, or a reed, the shechita is valid. The Mishnah concludes that implements with serrated notches invalidate shechita, mipnei she'en chonking, because they strangle the animal rather than slaughter it. The Mishnah's language implies that its first list of implements are only valid for shechita b'dieved, after the fact, but should not be used l'chadchila. This contradicts a brisa which states, "B'kol shoychin ben b'tzur ben b'tzchukis ben b'kromi shulkana." One may shecht with anything, whether with a rock, glass, or stem of a reed. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah's case is b'mechuber, while it's attached to the ground, which is only valid b'dieved, but not l'chadchila. Shechting with mechuber is malchuk sanaim, and after some discussion, the Gemara concludes that Rebbe Chiya permits it l'chadchila, and Rebbe holds that mechuber mi'ikaro, something which was always attached to the ground, invalidates shechita completely, whereas talush b'sof chibru, something detached, which he later attached to the ground, is valid, b'dieved. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Ashi finally explains that our Mishnah, which indicates that meat shechted on Shabbos is only permitted after Shabbos, reflects Rabbi Yehuda's view regarding Mevashel b'Shabbos, one who cooks on Shabbos. A Mishnah records three opinions. Rabbi Meir says, if he cooked b'shogeg, he may eat the food, but if he cooked b'mezid, no one may eat it until enough time passes for it to have been cooked after Shabbos to prevent benefiting from the transgression. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he cooked b'shogeg, he or anyone may eat it after Shabbos, but if he cooked b'mezid, then lo yochel olamis, he may never eat it, though others may eat it after Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, if he cooked b'shogeg, he may never eat it, but others may eat it after Shabbos, but if he cooked b'mezid, the food may never be eaten by anyone. The Gemara proceeds to explain why our Mishnah cannot reflect the opinion of Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Point number two, Rav says, Hashechet l'chol b'Shabbos, if one shechs for a critically ill person on Shabbos, asur labari, the meat is forbidden to a healthy person that day because it's muksa, since the chol only became ill on Shabbos. If one cooks food for a chol on Shabbos, it's permitted for a bar because the food was real kos, fit for chewing while raw, and is not muksa, as opposed to an animal before shechita. Rapapa notes exceptions to both statements. If the person was ill meba'od yom, from before Shabbos, making it likely that shechita would be necessary on Shabbos, the meat is not muksa. Cooked food would be prohibited for a bari if a gourd was cut from a tree and cooked, because the gourd is muksa. Rav Dima Rav Nardal said the halacha is that if one shechs for a chola who was ill before Shabbos, the meat is permitted to a healthy person b'umsa for chewing raw. He explains, kaven the eif shel kazayis basa b'lo shechita, since even a kazayis of meat is impossible to eat without shechting the entire animal is definitively shechted for the chola's benefit. In contrast, if one cooks for a chola, the food is forbidden to a bar because of a gezer shem yarbel b'shvilo, lest he cook more than necessary for the bari's benefit, which is forbidden. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Hashochet b'magal yad b'tzur b'kana. If one shechs with the blade of a handsickle, a sharp rock, or a reed, the shechita is valid. The Mishnah concludes that implements with serrated notches invalidate shechita, mipnei she'en chonking, because they strangle the animal rather than slaughter it. The Mishnah's language implies that its first list of implements are only valid for shechita b'di'evit, after the fact, but should not be used l'chadchila. This contradicts a brisa which states, "Bekol shoychin ben betzur ben betzchukis ben mekromi shulkana." One may shecht with anything, whether with a rock, glass, or stem of a reed. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah's case is b'mechuber, while it's attached to the ground, which is only valid b'dievet, but not l'chadchila. Shechting with mechuber is malchuk sanaim, and after some discussion, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Chiya permits it l'chadchila, and Rebbe holds that mechuber miyikaro, something which was always attached to the ground, invalidates shechita completely, whereas talush b'sof chibru, something detached, which he later attached to the ground, is valid b'dievet. All right, so now we get our siman daf tes vav, and our standard siman relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl in the siman to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The man who used a fruit bowl to cook fruit soup on Shabbos b'shogeg and was told that he would have to wait until after Shabbos to eat it, and a man who cooked in a fruit bowl for a chola on Shabbos and was told that the food is forbidden for healthy people, were startled when a man smashed a glass fruit bowl to use a shard for shechita. Once again, slow motion. The man who used a fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must mean we're on Daf Tezvav. Tu B'Shvat. Fruit. Fruit bowl. The man who used a fruit bowl to cook fruit soup on Shabbos B'Shogeg and was told that he would have to wait until after Shabbos to eat it, which reminds the Gemara brings about halachos when food cooked on Shabbos is forbidden to eat and to whom it's forbidden. So the man used a fruit bowl to cook fruit soup on Shabbos B'Shogeg and was told that he would have to wait until after Shabbos to eat it. And a man who cooked in a fruit bowl for a chol on Shabbos and was told that the food is forbidden for healthy people, which reminds us, we discussed a healthy person eating food which was shechted or cooked for a chola on Shabbos. So the man used a fruit bowl to cook fruit soup on Shabbos B'Shogeg and was told that he would have to wait until after Shabbos to eat it. And a man who cooked in a fruit bowl for a chol on Shabbos and was told that the food is forbidden for healthy people were startled when a man smashed a glass fruit bowl to use a shard for shechita, which reminds us the Gemara discusses shechting with other implements such as a handsickle, sharp rock, reed, or glass. So once again, the man who used a fruit bowl to cook fruit soup on Shabbos B'Shogeg and was told that he would have to wait until after Shabbos to eat it, and a man who cooked in a fruit bowl for a chol on Shabbos and was told that the food is forbidden for healthy people were startled when a man smashed a glass fruit bowl to use as a shard for shechita. All right, so now it's time for 4 Bala Ba'ach Chazara. Daf Yud Alf. So the Siman Daf Yud Alf is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. When the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars, that must be on Daf Yud Aleph. When the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the source of Aruba de Issa Kamon, a robe that's in front of us and brings Achri Rabbi Mahatos. So when the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, and the guilty party unsuccessfully tried to claim maybe it's not really his father, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources for Ruba de Lesa Kaman, where the majority is not in front of us. For example, the case where someone strikes his father and is to be executed. But let us be concerned that he's not actually his father, for it's impossible to know for certain who the father is, since the wife might have had relations and conceived from another man. Rather, it must be that we follow the majority, Veroba Ilos Akhra Abal, and most relations are with her husband, even if she was unfaithful. So when the majority of the Sanhedrin held up stars that said guilty on them, sentencing the man who threw a star at his father to death, and the guilty party unsuccessfully tried to claim maybe it's not really his father, one of the rabbis said that in a case where one can investigate, we should, because Hekadah Efshar Efshar, and we do not rely on the rope, which reminds the Gemara, says, V'dilma heicha de efshar efshar. Perhaps where it's possible to avoid relying on rove, it's possible and we do not rely on it. But heicha de lo efshar, lo efshar. Where it's not possible to avoid relying on the rove, it's not possible, so we must rely on rove. Meaning, although there are indeed cases which require relying on rove, perhaps we do not rely on rove when it can be avoided, such as examining all the possible defects after shechita, or a katan and katana regarding yibum, where they can wait until becoming gedolim. This objection stands, and Rashi says that relying on rove must be derived from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, or from Achrei Rabbi Mahatos. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. When 6 of 12 brothers, 12 brothers, that must be one Daf Yud Beis. When 6 of 12 brothers, who were so excited when they found a shechted hen in the marketplace and knew they could take it home since rove mitzuin eitzel shechita mumchin hen, which reminds us, it was taught in Brice, Hari Shematza Tarnagos shechuta b'shuk. If one found the shechted hen in the marketplace, or he told his shuliach to shecht his hen, and later found it shechted, cheskasu shachut, it's presumed to be shechted properly. This proves that rove mitzuin eitzel shechita mumchin hen. Most people who are involved in shechita are experts, so we assume that whoever shechted it was an expert. So, when 6 of 12 brothers were so excited when they found the shechted hen in the marketplace and knew they could take it home since rove mitzuin eitzel shechita mumchin hen, while 5 others were so distracted when they watched a man throwing a knife against a wall that happened to shecht a cow, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, who's the Tanu who holds the lo be'inin kavanu l'shechita, that we do not require the slaughterer to have intent for shechita? Rava says, as Rabbi Nassan, as the Braisa teaches, Zark sakin le noetz abakosa, if one threw a knife to plunge it into the wall, and it went and shechted the correct way as it flew towards the wall, Rabbi Nassan says the shechita is valid, but the Chachamim say it's invalid. The halacha follows Rabbi Nassan. So when 6 of 12 brothers who were so excited when they found the shechted hen in the marketplace and knew they could take it home since rove mitzuin eitzel shechita mumchin hen, while 5 others were so distracted when they watched a man throwing a knife against the wall that happened to shecht a cow, the youngest brother was left behind in a sandbox with a pomegranate he hauled out to measure sand, making it a kli tibi makabel tuma, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asks, katan yeshel machshava or einel machshava? Does a minor have halachically significant thought, or does he not have thought? A Mishnah teaches that an acorn, pomegranate, or walnut, which children hauled out to measure sand in them, or fashioned to be a pan and a scale, are susceptible to tuma as utensils, mifnei, sheisha, and maisa, because children have the capability for halachically significant act, the einah and machshava, but they do not have the capability for halachically significant thought, meaning if they declare they would use the shell as a kli without fashioning it, it's not susceptible to tuma. Rabbi Yochanan's inquiry is explained on the next daf. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Siman Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. While the bar mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. While the bar mitzvah boy was giving his pshetel, his younger brother snuck out and went to the roof to turn over the produce that had dew on it, making it susceptible to tuma, which reminds us, a katan who brought a produce onto the roof does not subject it to tuma, even if he intended it to be wet, because a katan's intent is ineffective. Rabbi Yochanan added that if he turned the produce over once it was wet, it is susceptible to tumah since his intent is apparent from his action. So while the bar mitzvah boy was giving his pshetel, his younger brother snuck out and went onto the roof to turn over the produce that had dew on it, making it susceptible to tumah, and found a goy shechting there who shechita is mutar banah, because in chutz la'aretz goyim aren't assumed to be idol worshippers, which reminds us, Gemara discusses if shechita ben akum is mutar banah and not assumed to be for idolatry. Rabbi Baravua answers, Ein rov ovde chochavi minim. Most Gentiles are not minim. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Gentiles outside Eretz Yisrael are not sincere idol worshippers. El minhag avosen biyadein. Rather, it's merely the practice of their ancestors in their hands. So the bar mitzvah boy was giving his pshetel, his younger brother snuck out and went to the roof to turn over the produce that had dew on it, making it susceptible to tuma, and found a goy shechting there whose shechita is mutar banah, because in chutz la'aretz goyim aren't assumed to be idol worshippers, next to a yid shechting at night and in the dark, which is kosher b'di'evad, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hashoichet b'layla, if one shechs at night, they can assume a sheshachat, and similarly, if a blind person shechs, the shechita is valid. The Mishnah's language implies that shechita at night is only valid b'di'evad after the fact, but not permitted l'chadchila, since he can't see if he's cut both simanim. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah's case is when it was dark, as opposed to when a torch was lit near him, in which case it is mutar l'chadchila. Daf Yud Dalet. So the siman Daf Yud Dalet is Yud, and we use a juggler for the siman. So here goes. The juggler, that must be more on Daf Yud Dalet. The juggler performing at a Sheva Sheva Brachas, who was so distraught when the caterer announced that a guest shechted a cow and the meat couldn't be served until the Morava Malka, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Asher Kibbutz Shabbos of Yom Kippurim, if one shechs an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, Afu Pishmas Chai Ben Nafsho, even though it becomes liable with his life, whether it's Mises Basin or Karas, Shechitas Kasher, his Shechita is still valid and the meat may be eaten. Rapuna quoted in Rav's name that although the Shechita is valid, Asur Bechil Yoma, it's forbidden consumption for that day, meaning it's prohibited until after Shabbos. And the colleagues in the yeshiva thought to say, in explanation of Rav's statement, that the Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda, who would forbid eating the meat on Shabbos itself. The Gemara embarks on a lengthy search to identify the relevant ruling of Rabbi Yehuda and why the meat is forbidden on Shabbos. So the juggler performing at a Shabbos Sheva Brachas, who was so distraught when the caterer announced that a guest shechted a cow and the meat couldn't be served until the Malava Malka, that he dropped his knives on a sheep, making it nevela, yet prohibited to cut up for the dogs, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba suggests that it refers to Rabbi Yehuda's ruling about halchana, preparation, items lacking preparation for Shabbos. A Mishnah teaches that one may cut up a nevela on Shabbos for dogs to eat, but Rabbi Yehuda says if it was not already a nevela before Shabbos, it's prohibited, lefi she'eno mina muchan, because it was not something prepared for Shabbos use and is muksa. Here too, an animal which was shechted on Shabbos was not prepared the day before for Shabbos use and is muksa. Abai rejects the comparison. So the juggler performing at a Shabbos Sheva Brachas was so distraught when the caterer announced that a guest shechted a cow and the meat couldn't be served until the Malava Malka, that he dropped his knives on a sheep, making it nevela, yet prohibited a cut up for the dogs, then broke some teacups he was juggling, which couldn't be moved since they couldn't be used, made Malachtam, which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef suggests, it refers to Rabbi Yehuda's ruling about kelim. A Mishnah teaches that any kelim which are not muksa, which broke for Shabbos, shivrei nitalin, the fragments may also be moved, provided they're fit to perform me'in malacha, some sort of task, even if it's different from the original kli's function, for example, using pieces of a mixing bowl to cover a barrel. However, Rabbi Yehuda says the fragments may only be moved if they can perform functions in molachtan, similar to their original task, meaning using pieces of a mixing bowl for containing porridge poured into them. Since the shechted animal was not formerly usable as food, it's likewise muksa. Abai rejects the comparison. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that our Mishnah holds Shechita does not require intent, and we have the case of the man who threw a knife against the wall, and it shechted on the way? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss shechting with other implements, such as a hand sickle, sharp rock, reed, or glass? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 3. Which daf to discuss what the din is in a case of a tamei who was tovel and later discovered a chatzitza? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 4. Which daf to know that the source for Ruba de Eis HaKaman, a majority that is in front of us, is Akri Rabbi Mahatos? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which daf to know that Rob Mitzuin Eitzo Shechita Mumchin Han? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Rebuta says that if an animal is not already in Nevela before Shabbos, it's prohibited to cut up the meat for the dogs, levi she'ena mina muchan? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 7. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Tarovis of Damai is permitted? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a machos regarding when food cooked on Shabbos is forbidden to eat? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss sources for Ruba de Leise Kaman, a majority that is not in front of us? For example, a case where one strikes his father, and we question whether the father is really his father. That's on daf Yudalev. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss a healthy person eating food which was shechted or cooked for a chola on Shabbos? That's on daf Tezvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.